Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Why don't physicians follow their own guidelines? A new study based on over a decade of population-wide data from Sweden offers evidence about why doctors and their families may ignore medical advice. compared to the general population, doctors and their families adhere to general medication guidelines much less. In fact, doing so only 54% of the time.
So by examining prescription drug purchases, hospital visits, and diagnosis, the researchers could determine whether doctors were adhering to medication guidelines. A total of 6 guidelines were devoted to antibiotics, 20 to medication use by the elderly, 20 to medication associated with a particular diagnosis, and 17 to prescription drug use during pregnancy.
After digging through all that data, it was evident that doctors and their close relatives tend to adhere to medical guidelines less, almost across the board. But why is this so? According to the researchers, doctors possess better knowledge of prescription drug guidelines, both the benefits and dangers, and they also have more intimate knowledge of their own health and that of family members than they have of the average patient, who may only interact with them for 5 minutes per visit a couple times a year. They use their additional knowledge to create care regimens for themselves and their family members that are more fine-tuned and more likely to promote their personal health than public health as a whole. So I actually agree 100% with that paragraph that I just 100% correct. There's other reasons that in the U.S. that are more relevant, but I'll explain that in a second.
Right. So basically, one size does not fit all, right?
Well, that's a great way, if you're going to summarize, that's a great way to summarize it. One size does not fit all. But at least here in the U.S., we have these very rigid guidelines that we're supposed to follow. And if something untoward happens to somebody, if you haven't followed the guideline or at least, you know, kind of explained why you're stepping away from a guideline with the patient's consent and something bad happens, you can be sued. Yeah. So fear of malpractice is a huge part of that. But I'm sure that this is, you know, in other countries where the fear of malpractice doesn't exist. I mean, it's a major anxiety driver here in the U.S. for physicians. And I think that's another reason, as physicians just understand things and they realize, this is not necessarily a guideline I have to follow whole heart, you know, for my family, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for another family, they will definitely do that, though, because, again, for their patients. Yeah.
So this brings up a good point that is often overlooked, namely the challenge that almost all doctors face when weighing the desires of an individual patient, what is best for them, and what treatment might be best for public health generally. Let's imagine, for instance, that in terms of public health, it might be better to offer a prescription for a narrow spectrum antibiotic, but a patient might only want to get rid of their infection as soon as possible and therefore request a wide spectrum antibiotic. In cases like this, doctors can end up between a rock and a hard place, knowing there's a contradiction between what's good for society versus what their patient desires. This study shows that in these cases, doctors must often hover between the two options, although most often siding with their patients rather than public health guidelines.
The results of the study suggest that experts understand the right course of action for themselves in a way that is more nuanced and occasionally different from what the guidelines suggest. It also shows that doctors tend to treat themselves and their families with what they perceive to be the best course of action is, even if this occasionally runs counter to guidelines or public health recommendations. This is exactly what I was saying a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Providing patients with more transparency could be a good first step, such as making guidelines more explicit about public and private trade-offs, and doctors might be encouraged to explain these to a patient.
Well, that's also if they have the time to do so. They barely have time to see the patient as is.
100%. Yeah, there's, you know, these guidelines exist for many reasons. You know, one is that you have groups of physicians who are experts in something who study the data and then provide recommendations as generally as possible, and maybe sometimes as specific as possible, but that doctors can lean on to see what the best course of action would be for somebody. But again, you know, with how quickly most physicians are pushed to see patients, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, there's just, I mean, there's no way to explain, have enough time to explain that thoroughly, answer all questions, pros, cons, benefits, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, this is, it sounds great, but it's easier said than done, I think.
100%.
So this might lead to conversations, however, where a doctor states that the best course of action for the individual likely isn't the same as for the population as a whole. This is always going to be a difficult ethical decision. However, if doctors know that if they or a loved one were facing similar circumstances, they would recommend a different form of treatment.
It does bring up and highlight, you know, at least for physicians here in the U.S., how difficult. You know, there are recommendations that I would make for me or my wife or friends or family, oftentimes that are not necessarily recommendations I would make, you know, in the clinic, because it does run counter to what some of the treatment guidelines state. It's not a very common thing. Like I often say, you know, the way I, when patients come to the office with colds, sore throats, bronchitis, runny nose, just cold-like, flu and cold-like symptoms, the way I treat them is exactly the way that the Derry Elliott household gets treated as well. You know, there's no difference there. But, it, you know, it's just another other element. So it's interesting. It's an interesting study, and it's kind of interesting to know that my doctor colleagues across the globe, we all kind of do things kind of similar, even for different motivating factors. At least it's an interesting kind of look into how doctors practice, at least in this study, in Northern Europe and Sweden.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Pickerson, at hopepickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.